We continue reading in Mark's Gospel this evening, towards the end of chapter 2 and into chapter 3. Mark chapter 2 at verse 23. This follows upon the encounters with the disciples of John and of the Pharisees that we looked at last week, when Jesus illustrated the meaning of his ministry and message with a series of parabolic statements: the children of the bride chamber feasting, the sewing of new cloth on an old garment, the putting of new wine in old bottles. And at verse 23 we read, "And it came to pass that he went through the corn fields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did when he had need and was hungry, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them who were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. And they, the ubiquitous Pharisees, watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And Jesus said unto the man who had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace, because there couldn't really have been anything for them to say to that, could there? And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he